It's a speech that will... I suppose he's sort of engineered it so that it comes after the local elections, and it will be specifically aimed, I think it's fair to say, on what Labour are not doing now. He's going to talk about the child benefit cap. He's going to be talking about winter fuel payments and tax breaks for marriage to boost births.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, four children are among 27 people in hospital after a car ploughed into crowds during Liverpool's Premier League victory parade. About 20 other people were treated in the city centre at about 6 o'clock yesterday evening. A 53-year-old white British man from Merseyside has been arrested. Chelsea Ewan, who was there, says crowds were packed like sardines walking up a busy water street.
We heard beeping and screaming, and when we looked up, there was a black people carrier driving straight towards us, and me and my friend jumped out the way and pulled our little girl out the way.
Police are not looking for anyone else, and it's not being treated as terrorism. Merseyside Police Assistant Chief Constable Jenny Sims gave an update last night.
As the parade was drawing to a close, we received reports that a car had been in a collision with a number of pedestrians on Water Street in Liverpool city centre. The car stopped at the scene and a 53-year-old white British man from the Liverpool area was arrested. We believe him to be the driver of the vehicle. Extensive inquiries are ongoing to establish the circumstances leading up to the collision.
Sir Keir Starmer has praised the remarkable bravery shown by the police and other emergency services. Ministers are pressing ahead with plans to scrap public funding for the highest level apprenticeships in England. They're promising to create 120,000 more entry-level training opportunities to increase skills and help cut net migration. Doctors in England have started receiving ballots for renewed industrial action over their latest pay offer. Resident doctors, the new name for junior doctors, have been offered an average pay rise of 5.4% this year. The Health Secretary, Wes Streeting, has urged medics to vote against future strikes. The King is set to give the address at the state opening of the Canadian Parliament. Charles's speech will set out the government's legislative agenda as Ottawa faces US threats to its economy and sovereignty. He'll become only the second British monarch to do so after the late Queen in 1957. Volvo has announced plans to cut about 3,000 jobs. The Chinese-owned carmaker says most of the roles will go in its home nation of Sweden. The automotive industry is facing growing challenges from trade tensions and the resulting economic uncertainty. In the city, the FTSE 100 will reopen this morning at 87.12 after closing down 29 on Friday. The pound buys $1.35 and a euro 19. LBC weather, cloud and rain spreading across England and Wales. Sunny spells and showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland, a high of 17 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Thomas Watts.
Summer fashion announcement. Stripes are in, darling. Oh, and also florals. Groundbreaking, we know. Pastels and block colors, too. Basically, you choose. From breathable floral duvet sets to modular wardrobes and stripy blockout blinds, IKEA has hundreds of new summer products to let summer in. Fabulous! Visit IKEA online or in store. IKEA, the wonderful everyday.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Ian Paine.
Good morning. It's approaching 3.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on the morning of Tuesday, May the 27th. Coming up, Reform UK says it will fully reinstate winter fuel payments and scrap the two-child benefit cap if it gets into government. Party is expected to make a formal announcement at a news conference with Nigel Farage later today. The Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, told my colleague Ben Kentish that Nigel Farage should not be trusted to serve working people.
So he can say he's going to give jam tomorrow, but with all things Nigel Farage, snake oil salesman, it's not real. And he's not said where the money's coming from. And therefore, I wouldn't believe a word he says on it.
Do you believe him? Winter fuel payments, everyone will get them. The child benefit cap, he's going to scrap that. He's also suggesting that there will be tax breaks for people to get married to boost British births. What do you think of those three items? He's making a speech later today. Also, four children among dozens injured after a car ploughed into a crowd at Liverpool FC's Premier League victory parade yesterday. Police say 27 people were taken to hospital following the collision with pedestrians on Water Street. 20 others were treated at the scene in the city centre but didn't require hospital treatment. A 53-year-old white British man from the Merseyside area has been arrested. Assistant Chief Constable of Merseyside Police, Jenny Sims, spoke at last night's press conference.
We believe this to be an isolated incident, and we are not currently looking for anyone else in relation to it. The incident is not being treated as terrorism. We would ask that people refrain from sharing distressing footage from the incident online. And please share any information directly with our investigation team.
We'll get a view on this with the former Met police officer, Graham Whetton. The business comes from Russ Mole from AJ Bell, who's also going to be our film critic, as he saw Mission Impossible last night with his son. And we'll take a look, maybe, at today's front pages.
Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. This is LBC.
Does feel like Nigel Farage is trying to attract the left-hand side of the Labour Party, doesn't it? He's plotting to do so. Today he will make a major speech, unless something's changed overnight, with sweeping promises over various commitments, winter fuel payments and the two-child benefit cap, and another one, tax cuts if you get married to boost British births, whatever that means. The Reform UK leader is expected to announce his new promises in a speech today. His suggestions of scrapping the two-child benefit cap and fully reinstating the winter fuel payment is a direct challenge to Sir Keir Starmer. And the reason you know it's a direct challenge on the Labour Party and the left of the Labour Party is because the Mirror Online has gone for his jugular. This morning, Labour launches blistering attack on Nigel Farage ahead of major Reform UK leader speech. You would have thought that the sort of voters that the Reform UK party would be appealing to would be nothing to do with the Labour Party. But everything is so topsy-turvy now that apparently it's now Reform UK with left-wing policies. Exactly. What do you think of that? So, the Mirror says, Mirror, you know, left-leaning newspaper, big Labour Party supporter. Labour has launched a blistering attack on Nigel Farage's, quote, unfunded spending pledges as he prepares for today's major speech. The Labour Party chair, Ellie Reeves, accused the ex-UKIP leader, who praised Liz Truss's disastrous mini-budget, of only caring about his own self-interest. In a speech today, Mr Farage looks set to commit to ending the two-child benefit in a, what the Mirror describes as a brazen attempt to woo Labour voters. The Reform leader will say the winter fuel payments should be restored in full. So even if you're a millionaire pensioner, you should get the winter fuel payments. This is, of course, after Keir Starmer's U-turn last week. Everything's gone crazy because of those elections earlier this month. Reports over the weekend suggested that Mr Farage will launch a personal attack on the Prime Minister. Well, he certainly has in the past. As, quote, we've got a quote here, so we know it's coming, one of the most unpatriotic Prime Ministers in our history. But ahead of the speech, Ellie Reeves said this: Nigel Farage, a privately educated stockbroker and career politician, has only ever cared about his own self-interest and personal ambition, never about what is good for working people in this country. His Reform manifesto included billions of pounds worth of unfunded spending pledges, but did not commit to the triple lot. We may try and dig out some more of that Angela Rayner interview that she gave to us over the weekend, in which she was so scathing of Nigel Farage and his intentions and the fact that it's all underfunded. Ellie Reeves went on, his Reform manifesto includes billions of pounds worth of unfunded spending pledges that did not commit to the triple lock. The triple lock, of course, is what pensioners rely on for their pensions going up every year. Farage must urgently clarify whether he will cut the state pension to pay for his reckless tax cuts. What do you think of what Nigel Farage is proposing? Love to hear from you. Shall we hear first from Angela Rayner, the Deputy Prime Minister, who spoke with my colleague Ben Kentish at the weekend?
Nigel Farage says a lot of things, but the reality is, like for my employment rights bill that lifted, you know, gave people secure work, banned zero-hour contracts, he didn't vote for it. He voted against it. He voted against working people. So he can say he's going to give jam tomorrow, but with all things Nigel Farage, snake oilsman, salesman, it's not real. And he's not said where the money's coming from. And therefore, I wouldn't believe a word he says on it. If there's any government that's going to do something on this and eradicate child poverty, it's a Labour government. And we're determined to do that through our task force by looking at child poverty in the round. And as we grow the economy, using that money to protect young people and give them the best opportunities in life, which is one of our key plan for change.
So, as you can see, whether Labour are worried about this or not, I'm not absolutely sure, but it's still quite interesting, isn't it, that the Labour Party has taken such a strong line in criticising Nigel Farage. As I said, it used to be the fact that never the twain, really. Why would Reform UK be trying to get Labour voters? They've got nothing in common at all. Well, apparently, that they're all singing and dancing Nigel Farage. Reform UK party is actually going to help people who traditionally vote Labour. And he's gone further. I was having a chat with our Gen Zers next door who help out on the programme, and they were all talking about Nigel Farage and this baby plan, this baby boosting plan, which has links, they say, to 1930s Germany. I don't think I'd go that far, to be honest, but it's interesting, is it? Nigel Farage will today pledge tax breaks for married, so he's gone even further, tax breaks for married couples to encourage people to have bigger families. In a major speech, the Reform UK leader, this is in the Daily Mail today, will argue, they're normally on his side, will argue that Britain faces an existential crisis because of plummeting birth rates and that the tax system needs overhauling to incentivise marriage and help couples afford more children. You may ask, why do you need to be married to have more children? Well, in my experience, if you're married, the financial safeguards for your children are much, much stronger if you're married. That's all that I'll say about it. Boosting birth rates would, you see, because a lot of our listeners and maybe Reform UK voters feel that I hear it all the time when we're talking about immigration, our birth rate is falling. And you go, all right, but immigration, net migration and population is increasing. How do you explain that? Oh, it's all the foreigners having all these children. We need more Indigenous children. Do you agree with that conceit or not? Boosting birth rates will encourage bigger homegrown workforces. Reliance on foreign labour will end. Scrapping the two-child benefit would just be the start under a Reform government, he is expected to add, because they're ahead in the polls, amazingly. And Labour are spooked. There's no question about it. Reform did incredibly well in those local elections. And the Labour Party are looking at them and thinking, and that's why we've got this all-out personal attack on Nigel Farage from Angela Rayner. That's why the Daily Mail or Mail Online are on board attacking with personal insults, because they're worried. They're worried they're not just losing to the Tories. The Tories are a completely different world at the moment. There's even a suggestion that Kemi Badenoch could be replaced in November. I remember the words of Brenda from Bristol. Another one? You're joking. We can't have another Tory leader, Kemi. But anyway, they've got their own problems. Let's concentrate on Nigel Farage's attack on Labour and Labour's response. In a bid to outflank Sir Keir Starmer by appealing to left-leaning Labour voters, Mr. Farage will today pledge to fully reinstate the winter fuel allowance for pensioners, saying, look, you may think we're far right. We're not. We're here for the less well-off. That's what Reform's about. We are here for the working class. You hear it from Nigel Farage all the time. We represent working class people. The Labour Party believes they represent working class people. This would exempt. So what's the details of this tax allowance for a marriage? It would exempt one spouse, one of the partners, from paying tax on the first £25,000 of their income. The other would enjoy a tax-free income of £20,000, the level at which the party has promised to raise the threshold for the basic rate. At present, workers pay the 20% rate of income tax on everything between £12,570 and £50,270. In the speech which will be delivered today in Westminster, Mr Farage will argue that this would help end a benefits dependency culture and encourage more people back into work. He acknowledges that not all changes may be affordable straight away. I want to hear from you if you think that this is a brave new world. And actually, with the Reform Party keen to take away the left-leaning voters and they want to scoop up the right-leaning voters, are Labour in severe trouble here or not? And do you understand? Now, you can understand why. I mean, there's a slight air of desperation about the personal attacks on Nigel Farage. And the proof of the pudding will be in the eating, because what are the details of all this? You know, have you really costed it? Have you really funded this or not? There is some stuff that we probably won't go into today from their economic policy that at best is fanciful, at worst is just crazy and is not possible. So let me know what you think. And if you've never gone in touch with LBC, this is how you do it. There's only really one number you need. It is this. It's the phone number and the number to send a WhatsApp message. Put this number into your WhatsApp contact so that you don't need to do it every time and then bash out a text or a WhatsApp message. The number is 0345 60 60 973. WhatsApp us 0345 60 60 973. Text number is 84850, or ask Alexa to send us a message. 16 past 6. Here's the headlines. Thomas Watts.
Around 50 people, including children, have been injured after a car was driven into crowds celebrating Liverpool's Premier League victory. Ministers are pressing ahead with plans to scrap public funding for the highest level apprenticeships. And the King will give the address at the state opening of the Canadian Parliament later. LBC weather, cloud and rain in England and Wales, some sunny spells but also showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland. A high of 17 degrees.
LBC Travel, I'm Joanne Webb. On the trains on London Overground, the Weaver line is suspended between Edmonton Green and Enfield Town. It's because of problems with the overhead wires, and then there are minor delays between Edmonton Green and Bethnal Green. On the Underground, there are minor delays on the Central line between Epping and Loughton, and minor delays on the Metropolitan line between Watford and Wembley Park. That's because of the late finish of engineering works, and then also between Wembley Park and Uxbridge, but that's all down to a track problem. On the roads, it's very busy on the A23 Brighton Road, both ways in Hooghly after an accident. And do expect delays again this morning on the North Circular Road at Arnos Grove because of the ongoing repair works.
This is LBC.
At NFU Mutual, we treat our customers fairly. That's why our business insurance has no admin fees, no charges for cancellation or making changes to your policy. And if you want to pay monthly by direct debit, that won't cost you extra either. It's no wonder over 95% of our business customers renew each year. For business insurance you can rely on, search NFU Mutual Business Insurance. NFU Mutual, closer to your business and closer to what matters.
Hello, I'm Nick Ferrari, and I'll be back taking your calls on the stories that matter to you from 7.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
Join me leading Britain's conversation on LBC.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes. Oh my God.
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Discover outlet shopping at the O2 this spring. Save up to 70% off RRP on over 60 designer brands, including Nike, Adidas, Levi's, Kate Spade, The Cosmetics Company Store, Le Creuset, and more. And with over 30 bars and restaurants, a cinema, bowling, climbing, interactive football, mini golf, paddle tennis, and indoor skydiving, why not stay for the day? Visit us at North Greenwich, just 15 minutes from central London. Search outlet shopping at the O2 and plan your trip today.
Amazon offers term time working to their employees, like Anton, who's home to look after his daughters during their holidays.
Hello!
To him, This is the best sound in the world. Actually, maybe that's the best sound of all. Now that's term time working. Offered at Amazon. 10 weeks off guaranteed per year. Mix of paid holiday and unpaid time off. Conditions apply.
This is LBC with Ian Payne. Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Hi, Ian. Reforms pledges are absolute nonsense, says John. At nigh on 4 years from an election, the opposition can offer whatever they want. Let's say reform take office. The first statement from them will be along the lines of, due to the dire state of the previous government's left, the country's finances, da-da-da-da-da, which is exactly what Labour has done. Maybe you feel they're exactly the same. So Nigel Farage is making a major speech today. Pauline is disgusted with me. You're just repeating yourself. You've been doing it all morning. Have you been to lunch with Nigel Farage? All day, all night, the same story. Surely you're just advertising one party on LBC. I don't think you can accuse us certainly of that. Nigel Farage is pledging lots of things. He's going to make a major speech today. He's going to get rid... He says if we come to power, we will get rid of any exemptions from the... So the winter fuel allowance, everyone will get them. We will scrap the two-cap child benefit allowance, and we'll also give tax breaks for people to get married to boost the number of births in the country. I thought the population was exploding. Apparently not. Before that, though, let's speak to Will Guyatt, our technology correspondent. What is quishing and what has it got to do with drivers? Morning.
Yeah, morning, Ian. Growing problem, this. When you go and park your car and they've got that little QR code, the little sort of strange barcode type thing that says, take a picture of this and it will take you straight to pay. What's actually happening is people are going into car parks, etc., changing these QR codes. And what they're actually then doing is taking you to their own payment page and you're fraudulently paying somebody some money to park. But at the same time, you're probably going to get a car parking fine too, because you're not actually paying the proper fine for the car park. It's a growing fraud. It's a growing number of people are getting it done, to the extent that one of the largest ones Action Fraud had heard of in the last year or so was somebody got over £13,000 of debt as a result from using one of these codes that had been illegally placed on top of one that should be there in a car park.
So will they get their money back?
Yeah, they've gone through the process of having that money back, because they've gone through the sort of the legal process to prove that they hadn't knowingly used this particular code. But the challenge is, because many of these places are unmanned, these stickers, these codes are simply being changed. So criminals are going around and sticking their own ones onto these signs. Some of them are even replacing the entire sign, so they look authentic. And that's a growing issue, because these are these QR codes are being used everywhere, but there is a security issue with them, unless you know you're using the original one that's been placed there.
Okay, so there's a slightly dodginess about the QR codes. What about that five number that I have to put in every time I park my car? You're in reference 807095. Are they safe?
Those are safe, because you're getting the responses back from those particular phone numbers. Nobody has yet tried to do that, because you have to be regulated to have one of those particular short code numbers, but not when anybody can generate one of these QR codes on a computer. It takes less than 10 seconds. It could point you at any website they wanted. And that's why people are, you know, in it like you, in a rush, thinking, oh God, I've got to be into the studio in 10 minutes, taking a shot of it, and are then finding themselves fraudulently paying somebody money for parking. And sometimes you don't even find out if the car park doesn't take a fine from you. You might fraudulently be paying somebody some money, or they might even be trying to extort more of your information from you. It's just another of those things that you have to look at.
The stresses on driving now, has it ever been so intolerable? There are so many things you have to worry about now. Listen, thank you very much indeed. That's Will Guyatt, our technology correspondent. Let's go to Andrew. He's in Yorkshire, wants to talk about Farage's speech today. Good morning.
Good morning, Ian. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Lovely. Yes, Mr. Farage, I do hope in the speech that's coming up later today that he credits the British people with some intelligence to explain the apparent contradiction there between standing on a platform of tax cuts since the birth of the Brexit Party of reform, and on the other hand, pledging today that he's going to increase spending by scrapping the two-child cap and any limits on the winter fuel allowance. So he's being popular by cutting taxes and also being popular by increasing spending. So there is a contradiction there. I'm just looking forward to the speech, and hopefully there'll be some kind of explanation there of that apparent contradiction.
Okay, what do you make of this idea that he will give tax breaks to married couples to encourage them to marry to increase the birth population?
I thought that the population that was exploding.
It's not the right type of baby, apparently.
Oh, good grief. Well, that's going to be a tough one for him to explain, if that's the direction his mind is going.
Our listeners' minds are going. They're saying, you know, the white British baby is no longer. Our birth rate is falling, and that's what he's proposing. I don't think I've got it wrong.
Ian, I think the other contradiction regarding the child cap, like personally speaking, is if we look at the quality of life of the kids growing up. Particularly with a housing situation, a smaller family, two or three sort of kids, is surely what's to be encouraged in terms of the family finances, the attention to which the parents can give to the children, and so forth. If we're looking after the quality of life of the kids, surely that sort of smaller family where there's space at home, where the kids got a room to do their homework, where the parents can pay attention to them, have got time to pay attention to them, is what we should be encouraging.
Okay, Andrew, thank you very much indeed. If you'd like to join in, you know what to do. The WhatsApp number is the same as the phone number. You'll actually get through if you give us a ring now, 0345 606 0973. Do you think Nigel Farage is right in trying to target left-wing Labour voters now with some of the things that he's suggesting in a speech today? He's going to suggest that the benefit cap, two-child benefit cap, should be scrapped. Winter fuel payments will go to all pensioners. And he's also offering tax breaks to people who are getting married to boost births. I thought our population was exploding. Apparently there aren't enough babies being born. Well, they are, but are they the right type? I guess is what he's saying, isn't he? Unless someone wants to contradict me. 0345 606 0973. Leo says, I don't know if I can truly trust Nigel Farage or the Reform Party. However, I do know for a fact I can't trust Keir Starmer or the Labour Party. They've proved they're not to be trusted. Who do you trust? Anybody? I want to talk about this story. This is a new research that has been announced today saying that older patients and their frailty is not being assessed in the majority of hospitals. What do we mean? Let's speak to Professor Ian Moppet. He's a professor of anaesthesia and perioperative medicine at the University of Nottingham. He's also the director of Royal College of Anaesthetists Centre for Research and Improvement, and led this research. What have you found, Ian? Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me. What have we found? We found a few things. Firstly, as you say, that only around one in three hospitals are routinely screening for frailty for older patients coming for surgery. And we also found that older patients who are living with frailty, the vast majority of them do very well after their surgery, but it is associated with having outcomes which are less desirable after surgery. So staying in hospital for longer, more likely to get confused after their operation, and may not recover so well in the longer term, both in terms of getting back to what they want to do, back to their normal life, and also survival in the longer term.
My experience of hospital has been through my mother, who's had a few falls over the last few years. And the thing I found surprising, really, is that a lot of people are ready to go home, but there's no one there available to sort of sign them off. The nurses say, well, it's not really up to me. And then, you know, you speak to some of the junior doctors and say, well, it's not really my concern. Is that a concern? Or do you think that a lot of these elderly patients are correctly kept in hospital for quite a while?
I'm going to avoid that one slightly. In the sense that it wasn't part of our research. Clearly, there are... speaking as a clinician, there are clearly issues with flow through hospitals, both at the front door coming into the hospital and flow out of the back door, which I know a lot of people are trying to improve.
Okay, so, I mean, is there any kind of sense of change in your research that, that the frailty of older patients will be assessed now?
I think so. I think the there is an increasing recognition amongst clinicians that frailty, people living with frailty, is an issue. The surgical population is getting older. The population of the UK is getting older, and the people having surgery are also getting older. And, the recognition of the frailty is really important. It's really important to understand it and to recognise it and to put interventions in. That culturally is starting to change. The conversation that I have with colleagues around the country is that it's much more on people's radar rather than thinking just about a single disease like diabetes or high blood pressure.
Thanks very much for talking to us, Ian. That's Professor Ian Moppet, who's a professor of anaesthesia and perioperative medicine at Nottingham Hospital. I'm talking about child benefits. So Nigel Farage is obviously seeing an opportunity here to target left-wing voters by taking away some of the things that the Labour Party has surprisingly legislated against, which goes against the grain when it comes to traditional Labour opinion. For example, child benefit for two children is currently, for two children, £43.30 per week. But there's a cap. That's it. You can only claim for two. Nigel Farage is saying, let's get rid of that. Let's appeal to people with bigger families who have more than two children, and let's give a benefit for all the children involved, which Labour has decided not to do. So that translates £43.30 a week for two children, translates to £2,251.60 per year. The higher rate is paid, which is 26.05 per child, so more than the child benefit for two children when you work it out, is paid for the first or only child, but after that, £17.25 is paid for each subsequent child. It's ridiculously complicated. Don't know why it needs to be complicated. I remember when our kids were growing up, it was ridiculous. I got paid, I remember it, for we got £84 every month for child benefit, and then I had to send it back to the relative government office because we shouldn't have qualified for it. Ridiculous red tape. And I'm sure there are many millions of people who suffered the same thing. Just keep it. Don't give it to us. 6:30, news headlines, Thomas Watts.
Four children are among 27 people being treated in hospital after a car ploughed into crowds during Liverpool's Premier League victory parade. A 53-year-old white British man from Merseyside has been arrested. It's not being treated as terror-related. Ministers have promised 120,000 new apprenticeship and training opportunities for young adults in England, but they're pressing ahead with plans to scrap funding for the highest level apprenticeships. The King will give the address at the state opening of the Canadian Parliament later. Charles will become only the second British monarch to do so after the late Queen in 1957. LBC weather, cloud and rain spreading across England and Wales, sunny spells and showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland. A high of 17 degrees.
LBC. Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
Coming up this morning with Nick, as police confirm that two people, including a child, have been seriously injured after that car that ploughed into a crowd in Liverpool yesterday during the parade. Nick will have the latest. The government is pressing ahead with controversial plans for scrapping funding for postgraduate apprenticeships. Nick will speak with the Education Secretary herself, Bridget Phillipson. And we'll have a report from LBC Simon Marks as Putin accuses Trump of suffering an emotional overload as the US president calls him crazy. All of that and more coming up with Nick Ferrari at breakfast this morning from 7 here on LBC.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Listen on your radio and on Global Player. This is LBC.
When you're smiling.
Banning Dental Group Clinics. With over 5,000 top-rated Google reviews. Keep on smiling.
Body pain might not sound like this.
Oh.
Or this.
Oh.
But it might sound like this.
I'm fine.
Hiding your body pain behind a smile? Let us help. With up to 12 hours of uninterrupted muscle and joint pain relief. Voltarol, the joy of movement. Voltarol Joint and Back Pain Relief 2.3% gel contains diclofenac diethylammonium. Always read the label.
Looking for a fun-filled day out this spring? The O2 has it all. Catch the latest blockbuster at Cineworld or challenge your friends with interactive football at Toker Social. Take on darts, mini golf and more at Boom Battle Bar. Get active with a game of paddle tennis, climb to new heights or take flight with an indoor skydive at iFly. Feeling hungry? Choose from over 30 bars and restaurants and discover flavours from around the world. Search Do More at the O2 to start planning your perfect day.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ASSIST to 78900 to find out more. That's ASSIST to 78900.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
Ian Payne on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
So, we've been told not to speculate, but there are questions to be answered, though, after this car that collided with pedestrians at the Liverpool parade last night, about 6 o'clock. Four children among dozens injured in the city centre. What about the policing side of it? Let's speak to Graham Whetton, well-known to listeners at this time in the morning, policing commentator and former Met police officer for 30 years, actually wrote a book. It was called How to Be a Police Officer. Thanks for joining us, Graham. First of all, they immediately ruled out that this was a terrorist act. What would be the reasons for them ruling that out so quickly?
Morning, Ian. It comes down to the almost like the initial motivation, I think, from the suspect. So the person they detained, they will have a look at them, look at the background, any information, etc. The circumstances they know so far about the incident and whether it's linked to some sort of cause or belief or an organisation or group that has terror motivation behind them. So they've ruled it out as a terrorist incident at the moment. Doesn't mean to say it won't be ruled in again if more information comes to light. But initially, in this day and age, I think it's important that they put that information out as soon as they've got information that suggests it isn't terror related.
Right, and they were keen to say he's British, he's white. Yeah. So it could easily have been a case of someone just sort of getting lost and they told them, I'm only here to try and get out of here.
Absolutely, yeah, but it's, again, without speculating, as we've seen with other incidents, Merseyside police experienced Southport when lots of false, inaccurate, totally inaccurate information has been posted. That led to some serious disorder. They are, policing is now quite keen to get as much information as they can out early that doesn't prejudice any potential criminal case prosecution. Make sure that everybody gets a fair trial if one is needed.
Okay. The other question that comes to my mind is how does a car end up in a parade, which presumably had been sealed off by the security forces or the police?
Key question for the investigation team, how that vehicle got to where it was amongst that crowd. So where it got access to the route, was the route completely cordoned off, secured off? Quite often with such lengthy routes, parade routes, you have almost like movable barriers because you have to be able to move some on some occasions if other emergency services need to get in for some other incident. So you have to have an element of access for emergency services, but you also have to secure the route for the pedestrian. So that will be a key aspect or key part of the investigation, where the vehicle got access to that route.
And what would be the kind of time frame of the questioning of the suspect, if we can put it that way? For example, would he be taken out of the car, driven straight to a police station and questioned, or would there be a sort of period of reflection or what?
There's an element of both in it. You're allowed to do some urgent interviews under the Police and Criminal Evidence Act. That was probably done straight away last night. Then, under pace, or anybody interviewed has to have some element of the rest period. So they are in the right frame of mind, the right condition to answer questions thoroughly and with some thought behind it. So I would imagine they were put into a rest period last night after maybe a first initial, what's called an urgent interview, before they put into a rest period. So the actual detailed questioning, detailed interviews will probably start sometime today. Once they've got legal representation, properly assessed medically and mentally, they're fit to actually have that interview take place.
Thank you as always. That's Graham Wetton, policing commentator and author of the book How to Be a Police Officer. We're asking, are you convinced by what we believe will be the arguments of Nigel Farage today, seemingly targeting the left-leaning voters of the Labour Party, basically saying we're not going to do what the Labour Party did, we'll do what they would normally do, which is scrap the two-cap benefit for children, look at ways of giving tax breaks to people who can get married and therefore boost the nation's child production, as it were. And also look at the way in which that some people will be given extra winter fuel benefits. Get rid of that so that it doesn't affect any pensioners, no matter how much they earn. Are you convinced, Christine, in Maidenhead?
Hi. Just about the tax breaks for married, for getting married. Yeah, I mean that was used to be a thing until actually the year before I got married in 2000. So it's not a new thing. If you're encouraging marriage, you're encouraging stability. Usually, you know, you've got generally more people involved.
Yeah, it's always been better for your children, certainly, to be married than not married.
Exactly, and unless he's going to say you can only get this tax break if you're white, which I think is highly unlikely, or indeed if you're heterosexual, because obviously gay couples can get married, so they presumably will also be benefiting.
Will he include gay relationships because they're biologically not having children?
I can't imagine that he would actually stand on a platform and say, you're only going to get this tax break for heterosexual marriages. I think that would be ridiculous. So, yes, I'm sure they will.
Do you think scrapping the two-child benefit cap will be a bonus for them? No?
Well, I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's a bad idea. I think we need to encourage the attitude that when you're having children, and it's not about child benefit, it's about the child benefits, which includes lots of money and universal credit and housing benefits, etc. I think we need to encourage the idea that you have the number of children that you can afford to raise.
Yeah, thank you very much. He's going to say this: we need to encourage people to have families and ensure they feel financially able to have them. The collapsing birth rate in the UK, now well below the rates needed, is an existential crisis for our country. The Tories and Labour have sought to solve it with open borders. We will cut net immigration to zero. There you are. More kids, please. Let us talk to Russ Mould, Investment Director at AJ Bell, for the day's business news. Film critique in a moment, but first, news on the tariff war. What's the EU stock market reaction been?
Good, Dean. So Donald Trump said he was going to impose an extra 50% tariff from the 1st of June, then backed off and said, OK, it's going back to the original deadline of the 9th of July while we try and sort something out. And the European Union share markets all jumped by 1% to 2% on Monday in relief. And the companies that were particularly in the forefront there, pharmaceuticals, steels, industrials, you'd expect maybe the US and the UK to follow on a little bit today because they were closed yesterday.
OK. What's happening with apprenticeships, Russ?
OK, so this is the government is reviewing the funding of this programme, and it now looks as if there'll be a focus on 16 to 21-year-olds only, and that they won't now necessarily apply to postgraduates. So then firms will have to fully fund postgraduate apprenticeships. I guess the idea is to try and, you know, help those who can't afford or don't wish to go to university and focus there. But there is some pushback because some industries, notably the NHS, are saying, actually, we get a lot of postgrads who come through the apprenticeship programme, so there may be a hit to them.
Yesterday, we were talking about the economy of the cinema, saying that the two biggest grossers over their opening weekends are two kids' films, actually, Minecraft and Lilo and Stitch, the real life version of Lilo and Stitch. Yep. But you were going to see another one that's done extremely well, and that is what we believe to be the last, but never say never, Tom Cruise Mission Impossible film. How was it? You went with your son. What did you think?
No spoilers. It was fantastic fun. 2 hours, 40 minutes went by very, very quickly. and we saw it in a Screen X, which is a 270-degree cinema. So the cinema screen's on three sides, and it was pretty loud and fantastic fun.
So I'm told the first hour is a lot of explanation, but the second hour is just mayhem.
It did make me think of Michael York's character in the Austin Powers films, Basil Exposition, if you remember him, for the first bit. But after that, it picked up pace pretty quickly. Yeah.
Right, OK. And you can confirm that the Tom Cruise stunts, which we genuinely believe were made by him, are fairly stunning.
They look
phenomenal.
The plane one is unbelievable. I don't like heights, and I was feeling a bit queasy, particularly with that wraparound screen, but it was absolutely amazing.
I've got a treat for you, then. You don't want to see that film about the two girls who climb that radio tower. What's it called?
I certainly do.
Oh, my God.
Not.
I just did what I was...
Nothing to do with that.
Oh, my God.
Nothing to do.
Nice one, Russ. Give the boy a hug. It's 16 minutes to 7 o'clock. We're talking about Nigel Farage. We know a lot of the things that he's going to say in his speech. He has decided he is going to target left-wing Labour voters because of their success in the local elections. The Labour Party were a little bit spooked, I think it's fair to say, because Angela Rayner came out fighting a personal attack on Nigel Farage. And now Ellie Reeves, who's the chairman of the Labour Party, said this: Nigel Farage, a privately educated stockbroker and career politician, has only ever cared about his own self-interest and personal ambition, never about what is good for working people in this country. In October, figures showed women in England and Wales had an average of 1.44 children between 2022 and 2023, the lowest rate on record. Shall we have a very quick look and see what the Daily Mail has said in its editorial today? The lesson Tories must learn from Farage. So they're still not banging the reform drum quite yet. They're still in cahoots with the Tory party. With his usual gift for tapping into the concerns of ordinary Britons who feel ignored and disenfranchised by the main parties, Nigel Farage today lays out some eye-catching plans for change, emphasising family, community and country. He says that if elected, Reform UK would ensure the state-supported marriage and child-rearing through the tax system. His most notable pledge is to restore the transferable tax allowance between married couples scrapped by the Blair government, which would allow one spouse, typically a non-working mother with young children, to transfer their tax-free personal allowance to the other. So instead of being 25 or 20, it'll be 45% threshold. It'll be attractive to some. What do you think? It's 6:45. The headlines, Thomas Watts.
27 people, including 4 children, are in hospital after a car ploughed into crowds during Liverpool's Premier League victory parade. Ministers are pressing ahead with plans to scrap public funding for the highest level apprenticeships in England, and doctors in England have started receiving ballots for renewed industrial action. LBC weather, cloud and rain spreading across England and Wales, sunny spells and showers in Scotland and Northern Ireland. A high of 17 degrees.
LBC Travel, I'm Joanne Webb. On the trains, London Overground Weaver Line can't run between Edmonton Green and Enfield Town. And that's because of problems with the overhead wires. And then there are minor delays from Edmonton Green to Liverpool Street. Southern services are delayed by about half an hour between East Croydon and Uckfield. And that's all down to a track problem. On the Underground, there are minor delays on the Central Line, but the delays on the Metropolitan Line have now cleared. On the roads, there are delays on the A23 Brighton Road in both directions. In Hooghly, it's all down to an accident that's happened right near to Church Lane. Very busy on the A12 southbound to the Green Man roundabout at Leytonstone, and that's where a van has broken down.
This is LBC.
Keeping your smile healthy. At Darwood & Tanner, it's our sole purpose and absolute obsession. Whether you're missing a single tooth or many teeth, our streamlined patient journey, world-class dental practitioners, and advanced implant technology will get you smiling again quicker, more comfortably, and in the least invasive way. Darwood & Tanner. For our most comprehensive, tailored, and complete dental implant treatment, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Hello, I'm Nick Ferrari, and I'll be back taking your calls on the stories that matter to you in 15 minutes.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
Join me leading Britain's conversation on LBC.
At ulisprosperity.com, you buy the car and we pay you up to £600 per month in rental income. For conditions, visit ulisprosperity.com.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum if she has a new heart?
When it comes to heart health, No question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
A Thameslink train is a place where family moments become more peaceful. Where you can spread out and a game of I Spy gets a scenic upgrade with snacks, stories and the occasional sheep for a bonus point. Less stress, more yes with kids' tickets for £2 at thameslinkrailway.com. Terms apply.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Any tips for the racing?
Yeah, your best bet is to enter BetVictor for their new customer welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they give you £20 in free bets on the horse racing. But here's another tip. If you're at the races, head to the paddock. You get lots of info they don't put in the race cards.
Like what?
Like the fact I'm seeing one of them drop a lot of weight right now.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the racing at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in, bet on horse racing at odds of evens or greater, no cash out, 7-day expiry, terms and conditions apply, gambleaware.org.
When you're transported somewhere you've never been. When you discover hidden gems and amazing sights. When you just can't wait to pack your bags.
It's just stunning.
We should definitely go there.
I'm already looking at flights.
Nice.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can enjoy a world of travel from the comfort of your sofa. Search TV licence together.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC, with Ian Payne.
Sandra's just got in touch and said, last week I saw Lilo and Stitch and Mission Impossible and I can truly agree with the plane scene in Mission. Totally edge of your seat time. Watch them back to back, Barbara and Oppenheimer. I don't know, all that was made up, I think, doesn't it? Just to sell cinema. Anyway, I was being cynical. Right, let's speak to our, I was going to say our health correspondent, but he's on this programme a lot, so maybe we'll commandeer him from the eye. Paul Gallagher joins us now. Good morning. Resident doctors in England are going to start receiving ballots for industrial action. Resident doctors is what they call junior doctors now, yes?
Yes, that's right. Good morning, Ian. Very much so. We're all hoping that it's not going to be a return to the dark days of 23-24, which saw 11 rounds of strikes around across eight, which delayed around a million appointments and operations. But it looks like that could be the case because these resident doctors with the BMA have said they're not happy with the latest pay rise. They're getting an average of 5.4%, 4% for consultants, but the junior doctors, doctors now, as they're formally known, are getting a bit of a top-up bonus pay as well on top of that, taking them up to an average of 5.4%. This is back to their campaign for pay rise, of course. They've to get back to 2008 levels or years and years of real terms pay cuts. They got a 22% pay rise last year, spread across a 2-year period.
I think we're going to have to call it a day. We'll try and resurrect your line. You're sounding like Norman Collier there, to be honest. We'll come back to you. Roberts in East Grinstead wants to talk about Farage and today's speech. What do you reckon? Convincing?
I am listening. Morning, Ian.
Morning.
I just quickly recommend The Surfer. Great film. If you don't see that,
thank you.
If you watch it, you'll just say, yeah, I've been there.
Right.
You'll love it.
Okay.
I think the interesting thing is, like, the population of the world is huge. I mean, 90 years ago, it used to be just 2 billion. And that was only 90 years ago. Mm. So that is the explosion.
Yeah.
People like David Attenborough says, you know, and Chris Packham say, you know, it should never be enforced. You should never have rules about it. But you want to, you know, it's probably a good idea to have smaller families.
What is Farage saying here? Because our population is growing every single year. And yet Farage is saying we need to increase the number of babies born here. What does he mean?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure that we do. I do think couples need tax. Married couples
we
want
do know
tax
what he means,
breaks,
though,
and
don't
I was
we?
Amazed by. Well, yeah, I'm not so sure about that, or I don't really kind of understand it. I mean, if we're getting,
well, he's not talking to Muslim families and saying let's have more children.
I think he's trying to put a curb on capitalism, which is a bit strange, and I think it's kind of like
what?
What's he trying to
do? He wants more white babies, doesn't he? Is that what we're saying?
I'm not going to vote for put it this way, I'm not going to vote for Nigel Farage. I'm going to vote for Kimi Badenoch.
Okay, if she's still
there. I think it was... Who was the Labour MP ages ago during the... during the build-up to the vote to leave the EU in 2015. He was the economic chancellor under Liz Truss. What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Kwasi Kwarteng.
He used to say in 2015, and I remember on TV.
Rob, be very quick, because pushed for time. Apologies.
We need to address the population. Nigel Farage is probably fudging the issue by doing this. Copthorne and Crawley are about to join up. That will be a disaster for the countryside and the aesthetics of them.
I don't like doing that to callers, because we encourage callers to call. But I do apologise. It's just we've got very time constrained. But Paul Gallagher, health correspondent for The Eye. So are doctors going on strike?
Yeah, hi, Ian. I mean, I think it probably will vote for the yes. I mean, the BMA leadership is urging its membership to do that. I'm not sure they're going to have the public support this time round. And that's because West Streeting negotiated a 22% pay rise for them last year, spread across a two-year period. That brought an end to those 11 months of strikes in 2023 and 2024. The pay deal that they announced last week was on average 5.4%. That's above inflation again. But the BMA have said, look, they're not happy with this. They're not getting back to 2008 levels quickly enough. And that's the whole point of their campaign. They've said they wanted more. They're balloting their members over the next 2 weeks, around 50,000 resident doctors in England. I don't think it's quite going to be as hard as 2023, when 99% of doctors supported strike action, but I'd be surprised if it's not a majority this time round as well, and that will give the government another headache.
And if briefly the doctors vote to go on strike, the nurses will say, hey, what about us? And they'll vote as well, won't they?
That's the way I would expect it to happen. They called their 3.6% pay rise. They're getting less than doctors. They called that grotesque. They're considering all options. So it could be a return to the dark days of 2023.
Thank you. Sorry we're so squeezed, Paul. Let's finish off this programme by speaking to Dr. Lynette Neusbacher, who's a war historian, former British Army intelligence officer, former strategist in the UK Cabinet Office. We are talking, Lynette, again about Gaza. Palestinian officials say Hamas has agreed to the Gaza proposal, but Israel has dismissed it. What is the proposal and why the disagreement?
The proposal is, you got to think of the proposal as a fantasy here, Ian. The Americans have been negotiating outside their own diplomatic channels. They've got Trump's own people, Steve Witkoff and Dr. Bashar Ababa, who are doing this negotiation with Hamas. They've done an end run around the Israelis. The Israelis aren't interested in what the American negotiators are coming up with. And it looks like sometime yesterday, Dr. Ababa, the American intermediary with the Palestinians, he got out a little too far over his skis, and he said that Hamas was ready to agree a deal, and it really looks like that was maybe a bit of fantasy or maybe just a trial balloon to see what he could get away with. And Witkoff walked it right back.
Let me talk about this school that seems to have been targeted in Gaza City. According to the Palestinians, at least 54 Palestinians were killed after the Fami al-Jigawi school in Gaza City, which was housing hundreds of people, was under intense Israeli military assault. Is there any disagreement over the intention or indeed the outcome?
Well, the Israelis have made it very clear that this was a military target that was located at a school. We know that Hamas does that. We know that the Israelis are always telling us with some credibility that these are military targets, that there are people there they're trying to get there or capabilities they're targeting. The problem is that the people aren't interested in hearing that from the Israelis anymore. And it's got to the point where the Israelis have got no friends. And the Americans are losing patience. Europeans and Canadians have clearly already lost patience. And the Israeli foreign minister has been saying for months that if the Israeli government doesn't take a different approach in Gaza, they will be globally friendless. So clearly this is another tragedy of war. I don't think the Israelis are trying to kill non-combatants, but the laws of war allow, tragically, for non-combatants to be killed. So it's gross, it's unpleasant, and the way to stop this is by ending the war.
Lynette, thank you. Dr. Lynette Neusbacher, war historian, former British Army intelligence officer. Just a couple of texts here about the speech by Nigel Farage. White Brits are not replacing themselves, says Anne. Our birth rate has fallen beneath sustainable levels. And Kirsty says, isn't the most popular name in Great Britain now Mohammed? That says it all, says Kirsty. Listen out for Nigel Farage's speech today on LBC and our sister station with the 20-minute rolling news, LBC News. If you missed any of this show, you can listen back on Catch Up on both Global Player and the new LBC app, where you can read and watch the latest from LBC. You can put your news categories in the order you want. You can pause and rewind live radio and listen to all our podcasts. You can download all those apps for free from your app store. Now at 10, it's James O'Brien, but now with the Tuesday breakfast, Nick Ferrari.
Thanks, Ian. At 7 o'clock on Tuesday, May the 27th, from cheers to tears as a car careers celebrating football fans.
27 people hospitalised and two left with serious injuries after a car drives through a crowd of people in Liverpool. I'm LBC's Liam Gotting in Merseyside.
A quest story with so many questions, not least as how was he ever in a car within the supposed security cordon? Another U-turn, another day, another U-turn. Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner slammed the leader of Reform UK, Nigel Farage, telling LBC on the weekend he pledged to scrap the two-child benefit cap.
Nigel Farage says a lot of things, so he can say he's going to give jam tomorrow, but with all things Nigel Farage, snake oil salesman, it's not real.
That Farage speech is later today, but will the government U-turn? Plus, the slap that was heard around the world.
French President Emmanuel Macron is at the centre of domestic violence concerns after his wife was allegedly filmed pushing him in the face. I'm Peter Allen, reporting for LBC in Paris.
Plus, the government drive for more apprenticeships. You'll hear more from the Education Secretary in the first hour. All starts after the 7 o'clock news on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, dozens of people have been injured after a car drove into a crowd at Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade. Some 27 people were taken to hospital, including a child and an adult with serious injuries. These men told LBC what they saw yesterday evening.
Where we was on the steps, weren't it? All the kiddies jumping up, crying.